On a sultry summer's night in the Val Air Ballroom in West Des Moines, Alejandra Pena twirls among her chambelanes, seven young men who are serving as what she describes as a corps of honor. As chronicled in a DVD from that night last August, Alejandra looks radiant despite the heat in a turquoise gown she traveled to California to buy. As best she can, she dances in the outfit, made heavy by a crinoline underskirt. She claims it left bruise marks on her waist that persist today. Alejandra is celebrating her quinceañera, a coming-out party for many 15-year-old Latinas.
It's like you going into society, like they're presenting you into society, and that you become a woman, you're not a little kid no more, because you have to take a lot of responsibility, like calling the vendors, choosing what you need, choosing what you want.
Alejandra has been preparing for this night for months. The sophomore at Des Moines East High School attended Saturday morning classes to learn about the history of quinceañeras, dating back to when the Aztecs reigned around 500 years B.C. When she found the time and her corps members didn't have soccer practice, she rehearsed the choreographed dance steps they perform. She sat down with her mom to work out a budget for the decorations, the venue, the gown, the hairdresser, the food, the costumes, the limousine, the tiara, the photographs, the DJ, and the two live bands.
It was a really big deal. I'm the oldest one in my mom's side of the family, and then I'm like the third oldest one, but the second girl in the family, and then everybody was excited. We had family coming from Chicago, Mexico, California.
Traditionally, the families of quinceañera celebrants turn to madrinas and padrinos, godmothers and godfathers, to help cover the cost for the expensive night of festivities. But the Piñas decided to not seek outside support. Alejandra's mother, Marta, says the family scrimped and saved until it had the $20,000 needed to foot the bill.
I tried to have a big party for her because it's my only daughter that I have. And I remember when I was younger that I don't have the opportunity that she has now.
Marta Pena says when she turned 15, she just had a small party at home with family and friends. But Alejandra, she says, deserve more than that.
You know, it's a dream because she is a really nice girl and she's very smart and she's very dedicated to the things that she does. So, it's my love.
As the weather warms, more Latino families will be opening their checkbooks to stage lavish fiestas for their coming-of-age daughters. It means a boon in business and much-needed revenue for places like Photo Fiesta in Des Moines. Owner Coco Lopez's family in Mexico was too poor to host a quinceañera party for her. Today, she arranges them for young women in Iowa.
We sell dresses for the quinceañeras, and I'm the photographer. I take the pictures. And I do all the organization, you know, for the parties, like the banquets and decorations for the rooms, for the halls.
During warm weather months, Lopez says she organizes as many as 15 quinceañera celebrations. The day for most families begins with a Catholic Mass of Thanksgiving in the morning. It stretches well past midnight as toasts are hoisted and party guests dance the night away. It's not so exhausting for the young people. They catch some downtime during the day to hang out with friends. But for the mother, overseeing every detail of the party like Marta did, time passes slowly.
I feel so tired, so I feel like at 9 o'clock, what time is it? So the party is, close to finish. And then my sister say, no, it's 9 o'clock, so the party is start now. So I say, oh my God, no, I can't believe it.
The pressure was on for the Pena family to throw a gala occasion. It's a well-known name in Des Moines' Mexican-American community, and Alejandra says expectations were high.
My dad knows a lot of people, and then they're like, oh, his daughter's going to have a party. It's going to be really, really good. So everybody was like expecting it to be really, really good.
Not to worry, Alejandra says, it was really, really good.
And it was like probably one of the best ones that anybody's seen. Best ones of the year, I'm guessing. That's what everybody said, so I'm guessing.
Everything came off just as planned, including the moment considered to be the emotional touchstone at most quinceañeras, the father-daughter waltz. In Alejandra and her father Juan's case, it came right after he offered a toast to his only daughter.
Bueno, pues señores, muchas gracias. Es un día muy bonito para nosotros, a toda la familia, a los amigos, a todos.
He took her hand, invited her to dance, and symbolically recognized that Alejandra Piña, in the centuries-old tradition of quinceañeras, was now a lady. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.